Choltzu, let's say now you gave chalitza to the tzorah. Choltzu is Beishamai poslim in akuna. According to Beishamai, if your brother had two wives, one was your daughter and one was a different wife. So if you give now chalitza to the second wife, there's a mitzvah chalitza according to Beishamai. Because there's a din zika. You're supposed to be miyavim her. If you give a chalitza, it's called a chalitza. The halacha is an isha that received chalitza, she's posel to a kain. She has been just like a grusha. A kain can't marry a grusha. Who would then a kain can't marry a chalitza? So according to Beishamai, when you give chalitza to the tzara, it's called a good chalitza. A kain can't marry her now. Well, Beisilu makshirin. But according to Beisilu, that's not called a chalitza. Since she's a tzara's erva, there's no mitzvah yidm at all. She does not need a chalitza. So if one of the brothers gives a chalitza, it means nothing. And therefore she's mutter to a kain. What about this yabmu? Let's say one of the brothers went ahead and married the tzara's erva. Well, your brother had two wives, one was your daughter. And now the brother went ahead and married the other wife. Beishamai machshirin. Beishamai says you did a mitzvah. On the tzara there's a mitzvah yivim. She's mutter means she's mutter to a kain now. If the brother dies now and she comes in amona, she's mutter to the kain, there's nothing wrong with her. Rashi says, "Oysim lakunim in this almanu miyivneim." If the husband dies now, they become an amona. A kain can marry her. The no aveir was done to her. There was a mitzvah yibum. Who beisilu poislin? But according to beisilu, she becomes a zayna. That lemaisa, according to beisilu, there's no mitzvah yibum because she was a saras erva. So she has an issa erva. She's eshesach. That's the chiyuv karis. If the brother lives with his brother's wife, there's a chiyuv karis involved. She becomes a zayna. Therefore, a kain is not going to marry you. A kain can't marry a zayna. Drashu beisilu poislin shenivulu la'asu lahem, because they had to be together be yisur. V'yanivulu la'posulu osu zayna. The wife then becomes a zayna. V'yazayna asuru lakuna. And a kain is not going to marry a zayna. Now, afa pi sheilu oisrim veilu matirin, even though there's a machlekes in what's osur, what's mutter, Elo poistlin, v'elo machshirin. This one says it's positive you make chalitza. This one says it's not positive you make chalitza. Because the machloikas, according to Beisilu Meshamai, what's the law of a tzaras erva? Is there a mitzvah yivm or not? Still, le'nimnu Beishamai melisa noshim mi Beisilu, v'loi Beisilu me Beishamai. They didn't stop an intermarrying. They still married one another. The boys from Beishamai got married to girls of Beisilu, and the opposite way around. We'll have to understand why. L'chur it's a kasha. L'chur, according to Beis Hillel, what Beishamai did that a brother lived with the Sarah Serva is the Chai the Chorus, and the kid is a Mamzer. So according to Beis Hillel, they shouldn't be able to marry into Beishamai's Mishpacha. Because according to Beis Hillel, what Beishamai did, the kid should be Mamzerim. So Gemara's going to answer, we're talking about that there's a Chayul, and they stay away from those people. They intermarried the other people. But in the case where there was the mitzvah Yibram on a tzara serva, they still was careful not to marry that mishpacha.
I thought in
the machlokes
that they were basically...
Right. V'lo yisilu mibeishamai. Now, kol ha'tayrois v'yatumeyesh shoyu elu matayrin v'yelu matamin. All the machlokes in between tumah v'tayrin and beishamai v'yisilu had, there's a lot of different machlokes in, that certain things beishamai says is tamei, and beishilu says is tor, and the opposite way. Still, le'nimnu oisin tyrus elu agavelu. They didn't stop from doing tyrus one with the other. That means they didn't stop to borrow kelim, Rashi says. Rashi, elu mashilin kaleim le'elu. Beisilu used to borrow kelim from Beishamai and Beishamai from Beisilu. Even though l'churitz shayla, according to one of them, is still tamei, still they used to borrow the kelim. We'll see in the Gemara why. So the Gemara. Omer Rebbe Shimon ben Pazi, my time is the Beishamai. What's Beishamai's time that he says that Tzoras Erva is has the mitzvah yivam? The pasuk says Leitia Eishes Hamesa Chutza. The Eishes Hamesa, when your brother's wife died, when your brother died, it's his wife. Leitia Eishes Hamesa Chutza. His wife should not go outside. Lizar, she should not get married to a friend, to a stranger. Rather, to one of the brothers. That's the mitzvah yivam. When your brother dies, one of the other brothers should marry his wife. So Diyakis Chutza. That this one that's outside, Mechlau Dika Panimus, Mashman is an inside wife, that is allowed to get married to a Zara. That means the Erva. If your brother married your daughter, so your daughter has no mitzvah yibum, she is allowed to get married to somebody else. The Yomar Achmon, and still the Torah says, Loisiyah, that the other wife should not get married to somebody else. So the Torah says clearly, even though one wife is allowed to get married to somebody else, she's a seasoned erva, but the tzara, the second wife, is not allowed to. That's by Shamash Rasha, that on the tzara's erva there is the mitzvah yibam. Or they still, what does they still do with this pasuk? Mi boilu l'kerav Yehuda marav. The Yom Rav Yehuda marav. Mi nine, how do we know Shein Kedushin Toivsin B'Yavama? How do we know by Yavama Kedushin is not Tofus? That means in a case where your brother dies without children, so his wife now is called the Yavama, there's a mitzvah for one of the brothers either to marry a b'miyabna or give a chalitza. Let's say before any one of the brothers did anything, a third man, a stama person, came and married her. Is the Kedushin chal on that? All she is really is a chai v'lavin, at most. There's a lav that she's not going to get married to anybody else. Usually by chai v'lavin we say if you were mekadesha, the Kedushin is chal, you have to give her get. Here there's a chiddush of somebody else who comes and marries the Yavama, the Kedushin is not chal. Why not?
It's not chal.
Shenamar Apostle says, Loi siya esha samesa chutzli yizar. That means, Loi siya bo'avaya lizar. She has no kedusha with a stranger. If a stranger comes and marries her, even though it's only a chai v'lavin, here's exeris akasiv, kedusha is not chal. That's what Beis Hillel does with this pasuk. But in a chanami, it's not for the Beis Shammai drosha to teach us that there's a case of an isha pnimis and an isha chutza, means your brother could have two wives, and one wife has a mitzvah yibum, and one does not have. According to Beis Hillel, that can be, if one is an erva, both have a ptur from yibum. So the pasuk is talking about rather that this Yavama, she's not allowed to get married to anybody else, and if she does, the Kedushin is not chal. So the Gemara now, Beis Shammai, what is in Beis Shammai dashing like this? Well, Beis Shammai miksiv lechutz, does it say that she shouldn't get married to somebody else? Chutzoksiv. Mashma, the Isha herself is called the chutzah. That's a different type of wives. One wife has a mitzvah yibum, and mashma, the other wife does not have. Beis Hillel says no. Kivon dechsiv chutza, it says the hay at the end, chutza, is command dechsiv lechutzami. As if it says she should not be lechutz, means she can't get married to anybody else. Why? The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Nechemya Oimer, kol teva shetzricho lamed v'tchilosa. A moment when you have a word that has to have a lamed at the beginning to say to it, is hito loa kosiv hay v'saifa. Sometimes what the Torah does is it puts the hay at the end. That's like say chutzah means lachutz, as if to say lachutz. Because this wife should not be to a stranger. She should only be to the yavam. That's the way the Sil dashes. So therefore the word chutzah, like the Shammai Tainis, it should have said the word lachutz. It says chutzah, it's like a noun. This Isha has yibum, and the other wife does not have yibum. And by Hillel says no, chutz as if it says the word lochutz. It's not a noun, it just means she should not get married to somebody else, and if somebody else marries her, the Kedushin is not chal. V'tone dever Rabbi Yishmael, kegoin, what are cases like this? Eilim alima, the pasuk says alima, should have just as eilim, it means they went to eilim. Machnaya machanima, the pasuk says machanima, it means to say to machanayim. Mitzrayim mitzrayim, the pasuk says mitzrayim, it means they went to mitzrayim. Div losoma, the same thing, it means they went to div losom. Yerushalayim means they went to Yerushalayim. Midbar, the same thing, they went to the midbar. Now, ubei shamai, t'rav yudah marav minolohu. So good, ubei shamai uses this pasuk, eshes achutza means that there are two different wives. One wife has yibum, the tzara, and the erva does not have. That's what the pasuk means. So for the Gemara, how does ubei shamai know rav yudah marav talocha that a regular yavama, that before one of the brothers make chalitza yibum, if a stranger comes and marries her, how do we know the kedushin is not chal? The chorish is only a chai v'lavin, and usually by chai v'lavin you're not supposed to, but if you make kedushin, the kedushin is chal. So how does Beis Shammai know this halacha, the kedushin is not chal? And the Gemara Maliz Zar, it says she should not be to an izar. Mashman is zar, a stranger cannot marry her. There's no kedushin to a stranger. Ihochi for the Gemara. Nami chutza lomali. Lizar nafka. The Gemara now with Beis Hillel nami teipig lom lizar. So it's fair according to Beis Hillel also. Beis Hillel also should learn out for the word lizar. So she should not be to an izar. That's mashma. There's no kedushin. So what do we need the word chutza for? So more than zayin achanami. Beis Hillel also learns out that Rosh Hashanah that kedushin is not chal on the yivama from the word lizar. So chutzalomli, what does Beis Hillel do with the word chutzam? Le Rabbi Sarusa comes to teach us, even if the brother, the first brother, only had erusin, that's all. They weren't married, they didn't have nesuin yet. Still there's a mitzvah yibum. Rashi, le Rabbi Sarusa, shenis almano min erusin. If your brother only made kedushim with his wife, he didn't have nesuin yet, and then your brother died. Tzricha le yibum, you have to be miyabim his wife. Kinesuya, as if they were married together. What does the word chutzah mean? She was outside. That means, your brother never lived with her. So maybe you would think there's no mitzvah yibum, kamash from the word chutzah, no. Even though your brother only made kedushim with her, still when your brother dies now without children, there's a mitzvah yibum. Either you raise a regular mitzvah yibum, either you miyabim or you give a chalitza. V'idach, what does Beshamay do? Mechutza chutza. It says the word, cursor the word mechutz, cursor the word chutza, and it says ha chutza. It learns out two things. Ha chutza means the shirasher also, that even though she's only an arusa, there's the mitzvah yibum, and also Beshamay dashin, chutza means that one lady has mitzvah yibum, and one does not. So Beshamay dashin, both shirashers from the word ha chutza. And either, what about Beis Hillel? Chutza, ha-chutza le-mashmulu. He doesn't make two drushes from the word. Ha-chutza and chutza, the same thing. It's a derech for the Torah to write it this way. Therefore, there's only one drush over here. That chutza means that even though your brother only had erusin with his wife, still when your brother dies, it's a mitzvah yibum. But the Rav, Rama Rav says, what's the reason again of Beishamai we're holding by? How come Beishamai says by a tzaras ervo, there's a mitzvah yibum? What's the svar of Rava? Rava ma tamayo de Beishamai. Tiye nisa chalal isa. He holds a svar where there's no isa chalal isa. When an isha is asked to you because of one isa, then when she becomes asked because of the second isa is not chal. Let's see Rashi. What does he mean to say, Rava? Rashi says, ein isa. Eishas ach chalal bitoy. The Moshe, what's going on here? Your brother married your daughter. Now your daughter is ushered to you before your brother married her. So when your brother married her, you want to say now she should come ushered to you for two reasons. First of all, she's your daughter. And secondly, now she's your brother's wife. We say the Issa Reshus Ach is not Chal. That's the Klal of Ein Issa Chalal Issa. Since your daughter is ushered to you because she's your daughter, even when she marries your brother now, the Issa Reshus Ach is not Chal. So since the Eshesach is not Chal, the Pshat is, she's not in the Pasha of Yibam altogether. There's no Mitzvah Yibam altogether. And we once spoke out before, that the rate is that the Mitzvah Yibam is to go and be Miyabim the Eshesach. This lady has to have an Erev of Eshesach on her. And now there's a Mitzvah, when your brother dies, go and be Miyabim, go marry that Eshesach. But over here, she's your daughter, so when your brother marries her, the Issur Eshesach is not doesn't go upon her. Because since she's already ushered to you, because she's your daughter, a second Issa can't go upon a first Issa. So she's never called like an Eshesach. Therefore, she's not on the Pasha of Yibam altogether. So who has the Mitzvah Yibam? Only the second wife. Therefore, the second wife is not called really a Saras Ervam. Nogea to Mitzvah Yibam, we only see that if your brother had only one wife, there's only one Eshesach, only the second wife. The first wife, that's your daughter. Since it's a klal of Venus and Chalal Isser, we don't look as if the Isser Eshestach has Chal upon her. So the klal, she's not called an Eshestach. She's like not in the Pash of Yibum. Like we said, it's for by an islandness. The reason why it's Saras islandness is Mutter for Yibum, because with one brother, once one wife was an islandness, there's no mitzvah, but the Pshat is she's not in the mitzvah altogether. She's not like in the Pash of Yibum. So in the Pash of Yibum, you only have the other wife. So that wife alone has a mitzvah yibum. Here also, Beishamai holds that if your brother married your daughter, since your daughter is also first because she's your daughter, so when your brother marries her now, that is not chal. So if he's like bechal, not called an eshestach, she's not in the parish of yibum altogether. Yeah, that's what Rabbi means to say. So Beishamai holds ein yitzchal lisa. Now the Gemara didn't understand it too clearly. First, the Gemara thought, Teinach, I understand this. Hecha dinosa meis. If the Mara thought, that's good, but two sisters, let's say. We're two brothers to marry two sisters. So that's good. If first, the brother that died, he married his wife first. And then the brother that's still alive now married the other sister. So we say now, the Yisra of Achoy Sisha is not Chal now on the Yisra Reshesach. But the Gemara thought the brother meant to say just the opposite. That on your brother, since Lamaisa, his wife is an Eishes Tzach. So now, when you marry the sister, now your brother's wife should become Aser to you because she's your wife's sister, a second erva, an erva ben achos isha. That's not chal. Since your brother's wife is Aser to you already because of Eishes Tzach, so the second erva of achos ishtoi is not chal. That's what the Gemara thought Rava meant to say. That the pshat is the erva is not chal on your brother's wife. So that's good if your brother married her first. El Nosachai, what's going to be if you married one sister first? The Yachakach Nosameis Achaisisha. And then your brother that died now, then your brother, that one that died, he married your wife's sister. So it comes out now, Achaisisha Kadim. In such a case, when you married your wife, so her sister is also to you now because of Achaisishtoi. Now when your brother marries her, like she becomes an Eishes Tzach, that's the Havamina now. We thought that Rabbah meant to say that the Erva is not Chal. So Gemara asks here, if you married one sister first, and then your brother married the second sister, his wife is also to you because of the Erva. Because before your brother married her, she was also to you already as your wife's sister. So in this case, what could you say? The Erva is Chal. So Gemara says that's not what Rabbah meant to say. What Rabbah meant to say is, Ki v'ndaloy osi iser. Eishesach v'chalal iser achoisi sheinachanami. Beisham is not saying that the other erva is not chal. Just the opposite. Like we said at the beginning, Beisham agrees that the other erva is chal first. She's your wife's sister. She's your daughter. So since she's also to you before your brother married her, now when your brother goes to marry her, it's not chal the iser Eishesach. It's not chal the erva of Eishesach. Kivah the law so Yisr, Eishesach, V'chalal Yisr Achos Isham, since the Yisr being your brother's wife is not chal on this lady, because she was also to you ready from before, because she was your wife's sister, Hevi Lord Tzoros Erva Shlei B'mokim Mitzvah V'shaya. So according to Beis Shammai, your brother now has two wives. One wife is your wife's sister. Since that Erva was chal first, the Yisr Eishesach is not chal upon her. So like she's not in the Mitzvah Yibam altogether. Which wife has the mitzvah yibum? The second wife that's only also to you, machmas eishes tzach. So when your brother dies, only that wife falls to you for yibum. Therefore, Beis Shammai holds, you're allowed to be miyabim her. Ah, she's a tzor of an erva. It's not called a tzor of an erva. And mitzvah yibum, an isha that does not have an erva of eishes tzach, is not bechal in the pasha of yibum. That's Beis Shammai's svara. According to Beis Tillah, but it's not that way. According to Beis Tillah, Lamaisa, she is your Eishes Tzach, she is your brother's wife, and the Torah said your brother's wife was in the Pasha of Yibum. What is Pater in the Mitzvah Yibum? The Erva. When an Erva Pater is Mitzvah Yibum, it Pater is from the Tzor also. That's the Machlok is Beis Shammai and Beis Tillah. Right, and now our Mishnah says that Choltzu, Beis Shammai Poislim. According to Beis Shammai, the tzor of an erva, there's a mitzvah yibum. So if the brother now gives a chalitza, it's called a good chalitza. A kohen can't marry you now. For the Gemara Pshit, of course. According to Beis Shammai, a tzor has a mitzvah yibum. So if you give a chalitza, pshita, she's possible to a kohen. And the other way also pshita, according to Beis Tillum, there's no mitzvah yibum. So if you give a chalitza, it means nothing. So a kohen can marry you. Gemara says no. The chiddush according to Beis Hillel that a kohen could marry you because lafuke the Reb Yechonah ben Uri. It's not like Reb Yechonah ben Uri. The Yomar Reb Yechonah ben Uri said like this: Boyu benesakim lehem letzorois sheyucholtim v'loy nisiav mois. Reb Yechonah ben Uri made a takana that by tzoros erva he made a takana not that she's potel gamri. He made a takana las mechalitza midrabona mechalitza. So since the Rabbon is said to make chalitza, she'll be also to a kohen. K'mashmulon de Beisilu machshirim. K'mashmulon Beisilu does not agree with Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri. Beisilu holds that a tzora of an erva has no mitzvah yibum at all. There's no mitzvah chalitza even with the Rabbonin. Therefore, if a brother goes and gives the second wife of your brother, the wife that was a wife with your daughter, there's no mitzvah yibum at all. So if a brother gives a chalitza, the chalitza is not chal at all. Command the lesser domi. Therefore, she is still mutter to marry a kohen. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Nisiyav lo beisilu poistim. Now the opposite way. Let's say you go and make yibum. A brother marries the tzara of the erva. So according to Beis Hillel, she becomes a zayna now, and she's pas lakuna. According to Beis Shammai, she's mutter. For the Gemara Sulamli, what do we need this for? Pshita? Like Pshita, according to Beishamai, there's a mitzvah you're allowed to. According to Beisil, there's no mitzvah. There's an erva, Veishasach, Pshita. So Mazlein Achnami, I did the Tony Chotzu, Tony Namim Nisiabnu. Since it says the Chiddush in Reisha that we give Chalitza, and we said the Chiddush is that according to Beish Himmel, the Chalitza does not tassel, so Mele it says the opposite way also, that if they do make Mitzvahs Yibum, according to Beish Shammai it's good, according to Beish Silo, the Isha becomes a Zayna. Yeah. This is the Machlokes Beish Silo and Beish Shammai. Now we're going to go into a Klal Yisoy that Beish is going to do. If you're allowed to do two different Minhagim at the same time. But then we're on Tanan Hossim, we learned the Mishnah in Megillah. Megillah Nikras B'Yechad Osir. There's at the corner of the Rabbanan that the Mikra Megillah sometimes you read on the 11th day of Adar. We said that's called by a kfar, a small city, that they themselves don't know how to read the Megillah, so they have to go into the big town, and usually they go into the big town on a Monday and a Thursday. Therefore the Rabbanan will make all, let's say Purim comes out on Wednesday, they don't have to come again into the big town to hear the Megillah on Wednesday, they're allowed to hear the Megillah on Monday before. So sometimes it comes out, they can hear the Megillah on the 11th day, sometimes B'Shnei Mos on the 12th day of Adar, B'Shloisho sometimes on the 13th day, U'V'Av Osar, that's the Ikad Din Purim, on a city that does not have a Chaim around it. It's on Yud Dalet B'Adar, U'V'Chamish Osar, a city that has a wall around it for Yemais Yeshua the Nun, they have the Takana to read the Megillah on the 15th day. Like Pachas V'Loyeser can never be less earlier than the 11th day of Adar, and it can never be read later than the 15th day of Adar. That's the Mishnah. Oh, Malay Rish Lakash Rabbi Yechanan, so Rish Lakash Rabbi Yechanan, Ikri Kan, we should have a kash on this Mishnah. Let's read here, the Pasuk of Lais is going to do. That we darshin, Laisasu Agudis Agudis. The Torah is one Torah Hashem gave to Klai Yisrael. You can't have different groups of people, some people doing this and some people doing that. You're not allowed to do this. Shrashi, Laisasu Agudis Agudis. The Nira Kanoigin based Torah. It looks like you have two different Torahs. When the Hick towns read the Megillah earlier, the Ayoros Gedolos Yudalid, and the regular big cities on Yudalid, who Makafu Chaimus Matezvov, it looks like they're two different terrorists in Klal Yisrael, and that's an Issa Lois is going to do. So first of all, says this pasuk, Hi Lois is going to do Miboyle Lagufa. We need the pasuk for what it says actually. The Yom Rachman of Torah says Loisasu Chabur Alameis. The pasuk is talking about if somebody dies in the mishpacha, and now that I go crazy over it, you feel so bad and start making scratches on your body. That's the pasuk Lois is going to do. You can't scratch yourself, make a chabura on you, because you're angry, you feel bad about the mace. That's the lava terror. So we know both things with this pasuk. In Canaan, that's what the pasuk meant to say, lay makura Lois is going to do. Don't make scratches on your body. Mice is going to do a mashmaloshin of aguda of gathering. Shema mina lahok yudios. It's coming to tell us you can't make different groups doing different mitzvahs. For the mar v'yei makulu lahok yudios. Maybe the pasuk is only coming to say you can't make different groups. But maybe there's no wisdom not to make a scratch on your body when a mace dies. In kein lay makura lois a goydu. It only means not to make groups. The sugar said loshin lois a goydu. That's loshin of groups. Ma lois is going to do. Shema mina tarti. Going to do means loshen of scratching, making a chabura. So, kisa, from this word we have two isurim. One thing is that a mace dies in mishpacha, you can't go crazy and start ripping your, scratch your skin. That's an avera. And secondly, you can't have two different minhagim in Klal Yisrael. Soon see. Omel said, kasha, how could you have the Megillah sometimes read this time, sometimes read that time? Omelay, that's the only thing you had shver. Adkar leishana, didn't you learn the Mishnah in Psochim? Mokim shenog lasazim loch of Arvei Psochim, adkar tsoy soysin. Some minhag, some place have the minig to do work on Erev Pesach. Mokim shenog vishloy lasazim loysin. Other minhagim have not to do work on Erev Pesach. So once you have the same kasha, it should be, lois is good to do. Some people work, some people don't work. Omelay, so yes, about that's not bothering to me. Amin lecho ano yisura. I'm telling you an iser. Like Lamash Yisra means Nikra Megillah, that's a din. When you're supposed to read the Megillah, the people from the big cities have to Badavka read on Yudalit. If they read it on the 15th, they're not Yetzir the Mitzvah. It's an Issa for them to read the Megillah on the 15th. And the people that have a Chaim around it, it's also for them to hear the Megillah on the 14th. So it's an Issa. So now it has to be different times the Megillah read. The Yom Rav Shomim Barabba, Yom Rav Yechanan. The Pesach says, L'kayim es yimei Purim es manayim. Zemanim har betiknu lem chachomim. The Chom made a nikah to corner different days when the Megillah is read. So that was bothering me. How can the Chom masak on different days? It looks like different Torahs. But V'yata Matla, you're asking Yekashim in Hoga. From this minig that some people do work in their Pesach, some people don't work in their Pesach. So that's a minik. In other words, mikru adin, you're allowed to. Some people are machmer upon themselves. That's not a kasha. If you want, you could be machmer. Right, for the Gemara, is that true? Vosom lavi surhevi. No, isa mayna abayera pesach. V'yotnan balayla, the night of Bedikas Chometz. V'yishamay oisrim. V'yishamay says you're not allowed to do work. V'yishamay matirim. So, you see, it's a machlekes. That Beishami says you're not allowed to, and Beisilu says you could do work. So Beisilu's people worked on the night of Leil Pesach, on Leil Bedika, and Beishami did. One, you says, let's go to do. Or Malay again, Hosom, there's not Shver. Horoyoy, Memalachu, the Lesley. That there, somebody sees people not working, it doesn't look like two different terms. People that are working, they'll think you're allowed to work. Somebody's not working. It looks like he has no work to do. So people see, some people work, some people don't work, it doesn't look like two different Sefer Torahs, that's okay. But here my kasher is, if they see some people reading the Megillah and Yudalit, and some people reading on Tesvav, it looks like two different Torahs, how come the Chomer Masechta didn't happen at two different times?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Bei Shammai Matirin Atzoros Liachim, is another kasher you should ask. Our Mishnah said, Bei Shammai is Matir the Tzoros Liachim. By a Tzoros Erva, Bei Shammai says, you're allowed to be Miyabim the Tzorah. Or Bei Hillel Oisrim, Bei Hillel says, no, the Tzorah of an Erva, your brother had two wives, one was your daughter, there's no Yibim on the second wife either. So it's a Machlekes. And pushed in the Mashma that they did it. Bei Shammai Lamaisa was Miyabim in the case, the Tzorah, and Bei Hillel did not do. So that's the Kashrosa, should be like it's going to do. How could it be that they did two different ways in Klal Yisrael?